Lecture 17, Farming in Asia and Settling the Pacific.
In the lecture before last, we talked about the origins of agriculture and animal domestication in Southwest Asia. And from there, having indicated that that might be the earliest farming in the world, we moved into Europe and looked at the first settlement of Europe by farming societies. Now we're going to cross to the other side of the world, and we're going to look at Asia, not only the beginnings of food production in Asia, but the first colonization of the offshore Pacific Islands, which was something that had to wait until there were domesticated, easily stored foods which could be carried long distances in canoes. The lecture starts with the beginnings of rice cultivation in southern China, thought to have taken place in the Yangtze Valley before 7000 BC. In fact, there's a very good chance that agriculture started earlier in China than it did in Southwest Asia, but at the moment we have no idea whether this is true. There simply has not been enough research done. Next, we'll analyze the first evidence for farming in northern China's Huanghe Valley, where millet was cultivated by at least 6000 BC. By 5000 BC, agriculture was established over much of East Asia. Then, from East Asia, we'll move in the second half of the lecture to describe the beginnings of rice and root farming in mainland and island Southeast Asia. We'll stress that root crops like taro and yams were essential for the colonization of the offshore Pacific Islands. Finally, we'll trace the rise of the Lapita cultural complex in southwestern Pacific and the development of double-hulled canoes and indigenous navigational methods which allowed the settlement of Tahiti, Hawaii, Easter Island, and New Zealand during the last 2,000 years. Rice was the staple of ancient agriculture over the enormous area of southern and southeast Asia and southern China, a huge area. Today, it accounts for 21% of all the calories consumed by humankind. But unfortunately, we still know little about the origins of this most important of domesticated crops. The botanists believe that wild rice and Asian millet radiated from ancient wild ancestors around the eastern borders of the Himalaya Mountains at the end of the Ice Age. The first form of rice to be domesticated, and there were many forms, may have been a shallow water form which thrived in alluvial swamps. There, there was plenty of water to stimulate rice growth. Perhaps domestication first occurred there under seasonal flooding conditions, which would have made field preparation less burdensome. In other words, nature helped the process. Probably the very first rice cultivation originated among people living off wild rice stands in low-lying, seasonally flooded areas. Domestication could have resulted from all kinds of causes, as we talked about earlier, from climatic change, from uncontrolled population growth, or from some other source of stress about which, at the present, we know nothing. In many ways, the origins of rice is still a complete mystery. The earliest known rice farming sites come from the middle and lower Yangtze River region of southern China. Humid, semi-tropical, and conditions there were wetter. Before 6000 BC, there was the period of much warmer, drier climate around the world after 6000 BC. And during this wetter period, the Yangtze seems to have supported extensive wetlands. And these wetlands supported, in turn, stands of wild rice. Now, agriculture developed in China in two areas, as we said at the beginning of the lecture. The first one was the great river system of the Yangtze in the south, where millet was the important, where rice was the important crop. And then there's the Huanghe, sometimes called the Yellow River, in the north, where the crops, with the climate being more severe, was millet and other cereals. So you had two contrasting agricultural regimens within the huge country that is now China.